All right, 3 o'clock. Great to have you with us. Lots of people with a lot to say here. We've got more of an open-ended topic to start the show, which was simple. It's the biggest week in sports.
I thought the Kentucky Derby was in May.
I don't care. It is just, what is your version of Saratoga, the most special place for you in sports, where you go, and you're like, everything is right with the world.
Really? Because this is like a lot of heat and humidity down in Florida.
You know what? Why don't we just put you 6 feet under? See if you like those conditions. Yes, David. Breaking news.
Everything is right in the world, Mike. You are right. Javi Baez is back in town, and the expectation is that he will be activated tonight. In fact, Kreitler's locker is gone.
He's back. He was on a tear in AAA. He is ready. He is Javi, not Harvey. He's going to be that key piece to take them, and they're going to the playoffs.
Coming off a sweep, entering him into the lineup.
Right.
Guess what you need?
Made the all-star team.
Yes.
You can feel the energy in the city. It's July in the D.
You know what? Honestly, you guys sound like the rest of the media in this town, so maybe I'll just join in. Whatever Scott Harris decides is fine by me. Okay? There you go. That's my new approach to Tiger baseball. Whatever Scott decides is great with me.
Hey. Javi being back.
Oh, it's the right move.
We'll take that.
Yeah, no doubt. We'll take that. I'm done fighting. This organization is ridiculous. Go ahead, Kenny.
I'm not crying for Kreitler because I really don't care about Kreitler all that much. He stinks too. But I was looking at their WAR just to kind of compare them. Kreidler is a full game better than Javi Baez. So you're actively making this team worse.
Correct.
By clearing his locker out to put in Javi Baez.
Correct.
Explain it to me like I'm five.
No. Because listen, if you don't take the approach that everything the Tigers do is right, you are a five-year-old. That's how you're made to feel in this town. Somehow, we're still in the defend the Tigers mode. Yeah, look, we can get to it if you want. It's real simple. Congrats on a sweep. You haven't had one since the opening three games of the season. In other words, don't care. You're a million games out of first. You're a million games out of wild card. Don't care. Oh, look, a guy I actually cared to see is already hurt again in Parker Meadows. Like, I don't care.
I mean, the Reds are like one of the best teams in the National League, right?
Or an under 500 team owned by a cheapskate. Anything else? Look, do whatever you want with it. You're playing Javi Baez. The idea that Javi Baez plays for this team, you as a fan should take it as a personal affront. It's an absurdity. Do whatever you want, because you know what? I've moved on. I don't care. You want to talk about Scooble? Great. I'm not fighting you anymore. Do whatever you want. Whatever Scott wants is right. Kenny, you want to talk about the Wings? I don't. Whatever Stevie decides is fine by me. Yep, we're done here. I'm done. I've come back from the 4th of July, a whole new man. Whatever the teams decide is good enough for me.
I want the old Mike back. I don't want this Mike.
Nope. David, give it 2 minutes.
Nope.
Give it 2 minutes. It's like Michigan weather. Just wait.
Am I wrong to be upset Baez is back?
You are.
Come on.
And you do realize David and I were speaking in jest. And this was everything that's going to be said tonight at the game. Oh, it's good to have Javi back at shortstop. And was missed. And
I can plan. I'll tell you right now, I'll write Benetti's monologue for him. Because basically he gets his script. It may as well be the Kremlin. Oh, I'll tell you, Javi's presence in the room will be real important tonight.
Veteran leadership.
Oh, let me tell you, he's a defensive staple of this team. With a -8 defensive run saved.
His first hit, he'll get a standing ovation.
I'm just tired of getting lied to on one side and gaslit by the other. Here's the other one. Oh, Max Clark hit a grand slam. Right, against prepubescent teens. Wyatt Langford went 4-for-5 with a double and a ribby yesterday, and he's got a 900 OPS since coming back. Look.
So he hit it out the park at Lugnut Stadium?
Right, honestly. with the Molson hot dog cannon signed 0-2. Hey, it's wiener night at the park. Listen.
David, what I tell you, two minutes.
If you're pumped up about Max Clark, that's fine. But here's what you're telling me. You're punting next season. And that's fine for you. We're not going to see Max Clark till 26. I don't care. I want to win now. But you're not allowed to say it. You know what? Scott Harris made the right move. Whatever Scott decides is right. Oh, no. I forgot about the desk full of rings he has from the teams he's built.
Well, the Max Clark thing is you're taking into account your hope, the future. Well, it's going to work out.
Right, that he's not Jurickson Profar?
Right, but so...
Mark Appel? Matt Bush?
About to say different position, but Spencer Torkelson.
Right, or Casey Mize.
Yeah, I was like, oh, well, he's coming in, he's going to do this, and he had his moment in the sun, and...
Oh, Jackson Holliday, who needed a trip down, and you know, look, the whole point I'm making is Kenny said this best, and when he first said it, I bristled. But Kenny might be right. That even if Max Clark is the truth, which, by the way, I don't care about single A. He's two levels from being two levels away. It's even if he comes up, is it going to be a linear development? Is he just going to come up and be Paul Skeens? I can't project any of that. If you're projecting that, you're projecting a world the way you want it to be, not the way it actually is. Fine. But Kenny said 2027. That the idea of penciling in Max Clark as my leadoff hitter or my two hitter, the idea of relying on him, knowing I'm going to get an 850 OPS, knowing he's a star at best, in all likelihood, unless he is CJ Stroud, 2027. Mm-hmm. So that's fine. I'm as pumped up as anybody. I hope Max Clark is awesome. I hope he's number one prospect in baseball. You know what that guarantees? Nothing. That's my whole point in this. I want to win now.
Except for right now, the year ends in 4, not 7.
What are you going to do for the next 3 years?
I don't know, but you could turn your microphone on for the next 7 minutes. What is it with that microphone that it turns off?
It's on.
What happened?
I must have turned it off.
It was, yeah.
Oh, my bad.
Listen, the hobby thing I leave to you guys. You tell me what that... first of all, you're not even watching this team. Who are we kidding? You can't watch them in most cases, and you choose not to in the rest. But Javi coming back, it's like, look, if you want me to get positive vibes about this team, Carson Kelly's got to go. Call up the Dingler. Jace Young, if he's healthy, bring him up. Oh, but the defense, I don't care anymore. So like, right, I'm
so
done with this.
Write off the rest of this year, play the young guys.
They wrote off the rest of this year when they didn't bring any bats.
Okay, Mike wins.
And again, if you guys want to have a Scooble conversation, you can email RicoLBeard@don'tgiveanf.com. I'm done. whatever Scott Harris decides is right, it's good enough for me. Because I'm not going to argue about this. Yesterday, you had on Pat Robertson in the afternoon, and he's hanging up on anybody who does want to present a case about, you know, look, it might be okay to trade Scooble. Oh, my God, you were treated like you were a halfwit.
Well, then he's not going to like what I'm going to say here because I am in the trade Scooble camp. Because you're right, Rico.
You're an idiot, moron, scumbag. You don't know anything.
They punted on this year, and by not trading him and getting bats and pieces that can play every day, I think they're punting next year as well.
No. Look. It's all going to be fine. They win 100 games next year. We trust.
If you want the real David, it's going to be a long time because the mandate, and I think you're seeing this for both teams coming from the Illich family. Wait for the young guys. We're going to play the young guys. And when the young guys are ready, that's who's going to lead us to the promised land. We're not going to make any types of moves. We're just going to be patient and wait. And I think that both organizations know you're not going to be fired because this is what's coming from up top. There's no sense of urgency to try to pick up an extra bat or something like that or trying to really jumpstart this team. Your job is safe. You believe in these young guys. I'm willing to wait on the young guys.
Where does everything stand with Scooble? I know Gator was talking about it. But what did I miss while I was gone? Look, and by the way, here for the record, even though I've been painted inappropriately, I'm fine keeping him if you sign him. But until or unless somebody can explain to me the actual timeline horizon of this team winning 90 games, 95 games, and being a World Series threat. If you can't, with any great conviction, present that to me, and if it doesn't line up with the fact that this young man will be less valuable as we go on. I just don't know why there's a vitriolic response. It's simple to me. I would field offers. If I got a great one, I'd take it. If I didn't, I'd keep him. But I don't see a magic bullet that's going to have this team winning 95 games next year. I don't. Sorry. You know what my biggest fear is? Jack Flaherty's spine. My biggest fear is right now, what? Jack Flaherty goes tomorrow night, correct?
Mm-hmm.
That's the biggest start of the Tigers season tomorrow night. Because if that guy's not right, you're not getting anything for him. And that'll be two trade deadlines in a row that were completely fugazi. But you know what? I want to stay in my lane. Whatever Scott decides, I'm good with. Kenny, ask me about the Red Wings.
You feel the sincerity.
Ask me about the Red Wings. You know what? I have your answer. Stevie's doing an unbelievable job.
What about all these young guys coming up, Mike? What do you think about them?
But they're all going to work out. 1927 Yankees.
Oh, no, you missed it. Oh, while you were on vacation, yeah, when Stevie came out and said something that only Stevie can get away with, to paraphrase, going to be just like last year, guys. So, yeah, you know how this last year's season went? That's pretty much going to be us this year.
We're going for long-term sustainability.
I mean, he literally said, it's like, Stevie, you know you didn't make the playoffs. Yeah, I know, but you know what? We were good. You know, we were competitive.
How dare you?
It's going to be like last year.
He played with a broken orbital bone. How dare you?
His timeline hasn't changed.
No.
10 years. Don't you know it? You don't know nothing about the Toledo Walleye. How dare you? I'm not going to fight about it. It's summer. It's 90 and sunny. Like, there's nothing to fight over. All right? You haven't made the playoffs in a decade. We're angry. We're tired. We're passionate. Same thing with the Tigers. What do you want to argue about? I'm not going to do it all summer. You want to keep Scooble? Keep him. You want to trade him? This will be the one show you can call where you're not made fun of. Because I'm actually open to the idea the horizon for the Tigers may not align with his contract. Mm-hmm. I know I'm awful. So look, do whatever you want. In Scott, we trust.
Yeah. Yeah, for everybody who says, oh, you can't trade him because the team's going to go down, I can give you an example of two teams here locally that traded their stars away and end up doing pretty darn good.
How dare you present facts?